All right, we are now joined by the defending race winner here at Dover and an 11-time Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series winner here at the Monster Mile, Jimmy Johnson, driver of the number 48 Lowe's for Pros Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Jimmy, coming into the weekend with a little bit of momentum. You got three top 12s in your last three starts coming into the this weekend, and obviously, you know, one of your favorite racetracks. What does it mean to come into Dover, knowing you have a little bit of momentum and it's an opportunity racetrack for you and your race team?
Yeah, you know, I can relax a little bit more coming to this racetrack. I guess it, with it being my best track and the love I have for this place, I'm always excited to come. But, you know, trying to get the 48 car back in victory lane, I can take a little pressure off myself here knowing that, you know, the rhythm style, the way you need to drive this track, the setup for the car. And we'll get it close, and history shows that. Hopefully we get it perfect, and we can have the day that we really want to have and get back in victory lane. But there, it does take a little bit of pressure off me knowing that this is my best track and knowing that this is my favorite track.
Excellent. We'll start opening things up here to the floor. We'll go to Caleb first, and then Jeff in the back.
Caleb Whistler, KickingTheTires.net. With Mother's Day being next weekend, what's your fondest Mother's Day memory, and how has Mother's Day changed for you having kids?
It's really tough to pick a memory, but I can say that in the Johnson household, you know, my mom was really the one that gave me and my brothers, you know, our compassionate hearts and our understanding mindset. And my dad's a very happy and fun guy, but there's nothing like mom. You know, mom is the one that's kind of instilled that in all of her boys. And then now watching my children and knowing the mother that they have in Shani. You know, it's just spectacular, and she is, you know, very, very kind, understanding, but at the same time, I think her strongest, you know, form of motherhood is leading by example and showing our daughters about chasing her passions and her dreams. So, you know, I've been surrounded by strong women my whole life, and I'm in a household full of women. We even have two female dogs, so I'm covered up with moms or potential moms. So it's been a big part of my livelihood.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Jimmy, following your team, it seems like there feels like there's a big temptation to look at this track as a big measuring stick for you guys because, you know, if you come out and do your usual thing here, it's like, okay, yeah, it's the 48 team still. And if you're off or something, it's going to be like, oh, my gosh, sound the alarms. Like, what's wrong with these guys? Do you buy that at all?
I think I'm doomed regardless right now. I mean, it doesn't matter the track or the result unless it's a win, and lots of wins. I think, you know, we have created an environment of very high expectations because of the success we've had, and I think people forget how special our run has been, and, you know, we certainly want to get back into those ways and have it happen again, but, you know, history shows it doesn't happen very often, and we're very fortunate to harness lightning for a long stretch of time. And the encouraging news is we are making our cars better each and every week. And you know, so I'm more of a realist in where we're at and what we're doing, and reflect back and think, damn, we had it really good for a while and it was really special. But you know, we're a victim of our own success, and you know, I hope to create the headlines that we won, and the headlines being along the lines of, well, they should have won. It was Dover.
All right, we'll go up to Claire up here in the front next.
Claire Beleg, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. You have had so many wins here. And in the interviews that I've had on the air recently, we've all been talking about how when a driver like you learns a track like this, how much the driver and his feel for the track versus the car and the setup, which you also have to have, it affects the win, right? Can you talk about how you learn to get the feel here, if you have a special feeling about your connection with this track from inside the car?
Yeah, I think, you know, in my mind, the feeling that you have at this track helps direct the team and lead the team to the setup that you need. You know, you can't do it without the car. That's just the bottom line. And, you know, having a good car is important. I've been very fortunate to have that at Hendrick over my career. And then I just fell into a rhythm at this track that I could help steer the team and find that extra tenth of a second that separated us from others. A few guys have really dialed in on the feeling here and have been consistently strong, which is no surprise. Guys like Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, you know, they've really shown some strength here. So it's nice to know you're at a track that has a certain feeling, and chances are this place isn't going to be resurfaced. You know, so it can last, and that feeling you look for lasts. And I think Bristol was like that before the repave. It's changed so much here lately, it's hard to dial in on that. But I think concrete tracks do give you that advantage that the feeling the driver looks for can last a long period of time.
And did it take you a long time to get that? Like, do you remember when you first came here?
No, I showed up here in an ASA car and made a lap and was in love. And I came in and looked around at my competitors, and I remember Gary Santamont looking at me, and his eyes were like pancakes. And he's like, we shouldn't be here. This is too fast. This is crazy. You know, jumping into the turns and jumping off the turns. We shouldn't be here. I'm like, dude, I'm in heaven. This is awesome. So since my first laps here in an ASA car, I fell in love with it.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Jimmy, if you're being a realist, who's more poised to win on Sunday, you or Chase Elliott, who has four straight top fives here but still looking for his first win?
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't he came so close in the fall. I just watched the race. I don't know. It's a good one, but I know who I want it to be. Chase is a great guy and Lydia's favorite driver, but it's time for Dad to win.
John Smallwood, Philadelphia Inquirer. Jimmy, you talked to me the other day about jumping into the curves and getting airborne. What exactly does that mean, and how are you said that your off-road experience, you know, comes into play? So how is that different from what guys who haven't had that experience?
Yeah, I think, you know, from an off-road perspective, you realize how you can use the throttle to point the car as you're getting light and airborne. You can use the throttle in different ways to change the arc and the line. Also, the way the car lands in the turn, you can make it a very abrupt landing. You can make it a soft landing, all by the inputs you give the vehicle. And you know, the upbringing I had on the dirt and driving those vehicles, it was just kind of second nature. And of all the tracks that we run on, this one has that element to it. You know, so when I look at Kyle Busch and his growing success at this track and competitiveness, it doesn't surprise me. He has dirt cars and plays in the dunes, and he's from the West Coast area and in the desert out in Vegas. So doesn't mean it has to happen that way, but I think that's what helped me identify with how to drive this track early. You know, real early in my career was, you know, the throttle controls the vehicle here unlike any other track, especially on corner entry.
Dan Galston, the Associated Press. Jimmy, what's been the single biggest factor in your losing streak?
In what? Sorry.
What's been the single biggest factor in the year-long drought, I guess, for you?
We just haven't had the cars where we need them, and I'm a part of that process to get the cars where we need them. So I'm not pointing fingers. You know, I think as a group, from everybody at Chevrolet, everybody at Hendrick Motorsports, everybody on the 48 car, my other three teammates and their teams, we collectively need to do a better job, and we're working hard on it, and we are doing a better job, and we're seeing those rewards slowly coming along. I think we have been the benchmark, or we've been the high water mark for so many years that other manufacturers and teams invested a couple years in figuring out how to beat us. And we're living through that right now, and we're needing to recreate ourselves and how we go about handling business. And a lot of that change has happened, and I think it'll just take a little bit longer before it really starts providing for us.
Any more questions for Jimmy? Going once, going twice.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy.